5775, Tom speaking.
5775, how can I help?
Well, I just want to report there is an individual who got on my bus with an open container, looked like soda pop, Coca-Cola cup, but it was actually filled with alcohol, and he spilled it on my bus.
All right. Can we throw some paper towels down to keep it from running all over the place?
Well, I already spent my break cleaning up the mess, but I just want you to know the guy got off at Winco there in Hillsboro, and it looked like he was just starting his evening. He has a red walker, and basically I'm not sure if he's mute or if he's deaf-mute. I don't know which way, but he never said a word on my bus once.
All right, so he just, the cup tipped over or something. He wasn't doing it intentionally.
Well, what happened was he rang the bell for the Winco stop. I was coming in, coasting to the stop, and he got up before I had stopped. And as I was hitting the brake, because he was unstable, he has a walker after all, and he basically, he spilled it while trying to keep his balance.
All right. All right, if we encounter him again, probably board him with an uncovered drink.
Yeah, that was my thought. I mean, if he doesn't have a covered drink, you know, because the rule is there's supposed to be a covered container, you know, so my plan is to enforce it if I encounter him again.
Copy. So, white male with a red walker?
Yep, looks to be about in his 50s, white hair.
Okay, I can just put out a message for everybody to watch for that cup, make sure it has a lid on it.
That would be awesome, because I got the impression he plans to ride again, and he just might get himself another beer.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, thank you, and thanks for cleaning that up.
10-4.
We'll be clear, 1942.